Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Yesterday's storms left a mess in parts of Newark, flooding so bad in some neighborhoods that cars were actually submerged. Resident Edward Vance worried about his car. He told Channel 7 he was trying to protect it.
We're putting sandbags down now to hope that the home don't get flooded. Hopefully our car is parked in a safe place and hoping for the best.
Newark police are not reporting any injuries in the incidents. So, do you want to go for a swim in New Jersey? Good luck! A lifeguard shortage is making it tougher to find open places to swim. State officials telling NJ.com they're suffering from the same seasonal shortage as the rest of the country, made worse by COVID. Officials say they've been having a harder time finding lifeguards anyway because it's become a less popular summer job choice, and now it's really tough. At least four parks are closed to swimming for the season. Two more, Bass River and Parvin, have put off opening till August. Now New Jersey's best-known state swimming site, Island Beach State Park, is still open for swimming and fully staffed. An unholy vandalism case in Queens. Police say a woman smashed a pair of decades-old religious statues to pieces at Our Lady of Mercy in Forest Hills. The statues were 84-year-old images of the Blessed Mother and St. Therese the Little Flower. The same woman caught on camera earlier in the week knocking them over. This time, she apparently brought a hammer to make sure they were destroyed. Brooklyn Diocese spokesman John Quaglione says the NYPD hate crime unit is looking into this.
NYPD hate crimes task force is taking these serious and investigating them because we should be able to practice and worship and be who we are, whatever land we came from, whatever God we believe in. That's the whole purpose of America, is that here is where you should be able to come and be who you are and believe in what you want and be allowed to do that safely.
Police are still looking for the woman. It is only the most recent incident of vandalism in a Catholic church in the city. Two statues desecrated in Brooklyn in May. Marking the death of Eric Garner 7 years later, the Staten Island community embraced his grieving mother on the day of her son's death.
The pain of loss is still deeply felt by Gwen Carr, the mother of Eric Garner.
7 years ago, my son was murdered.
On the anniversary of his death, Carr visited the spot her son took his last breath and uttered the words, "I can't breathe," a phrase that is now echoed in the national movement for justice and police reform. Carr says being here is bittersweet.
But it is sweet that the movement is because of him.
Gardner died while NYPD officer Daniel Pantaleo had him in a chokehold as he struggled during an arrest. Pantaleo was fired from the department. A settlement was reached with the city, but just this week, an appellate court ordered an inquiry into this case. Darius Ranzius, 1010 Winds in Tompkinsville, Staten Island.
Big mess in New Rochelle, where Con Ed says more than 1,000 gallons of oil leaked from underground transmission cables into New Rochelle Harbor yesterday. The utility says this is a non-hazardous oil that keeps transmission cables cool. New Rochelle Fire Chief Andrew Sandor told CBS 2 News.
Right now, the only danger is slippage, things of that nature. We're told that it's dielectric oil, not PCBs, anything like that.
Still, more than 1,200 gallons of the stuff did leak into the harbor. The fire department hazmat unit, Con Ed, and Coast Guard put up yellow booms in the water to contain that fluid. Coast Guard says a water main break apparently caused a spill. In a statement, Con Ed says its spill management team immediately mobilized to contain and clean up the oil. And they say with that coordinated response, they have successfully contained the situation. Have you seen these creeps? Police want your help finding a subway robbery crew who attacked two people in 2 hours in Queens. This happened on July 15th. Police say the three went up to a man in the Manhattan-bound platform in the Sutphin Boulevard and Hillside Avenue F train station around 3 p.m., punched and kicked the victim, took his bag, AirPods, and wallet with the cash and credit cards, and just ran off. An hour and a half later, they turned up near 10535 87th Street and attacked another man, punching and kicking him, taking two gold bracelets and his wallet. He suffered a minor cut to the head. Police have released surveillance video, and they urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. A deadly motorcycle crash on Long Island last night. Police say in Suffolk County say a man was riding southbound on Route 112 near Commercial Boulevard in Medford just before midnight. He lost control, hit several road signs, and finally slammed into a pole. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The man's name has not been released, pending a notification of next of kin, and police impounded the bike for a safety check. You get a wedding? You get a wedding? You... Queen's Church did what it called a united wedding for 28 couples yesterday. The couple's weddings had been put on hold by the pandemic, and finally, Our Lady of Sorrows in Jackson Heights hosted a great big party for them yesterday. Each couple had their own moment to say their own vows, and families had a special area to sit together. It wasn't just a happy moment for the couples either. It was for the entire parish, really. Our Lady of Sorrows lost more than 100 parishioners in the pandemic, and this event came, they say, as a much-needed celebration of love and new beginnings.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.